grow, praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Here's Alexandria's Mayor Jeff Hall concerning Governor John Bel Edwards' proclamation to stay at home.
Now, just give you a brief update on what's going on with the governor's order to stay at home. And what does that mean? What it means is that we are taking what we were doing as a result of the virus and the infections that we were having and the rate of infection that we were having to a new level of trying to find a way to combat this virus. Remember, there is no vaccination as for this virus, and there's actually no cure for it. But there are preventive things that we can do, and we've been talking about those things hygienically as to what we can do with washing of hands, sneezing, and coughing, that bacteria can survive 24 hours without even being inside of the body. And therefore, if it's around from droplets, from a sneeze or whatever, and you put your hand in that spot 24 hours later, it's still active enough to infect you. So we need you to just be very, very careful and cognizant of the fact that it's a very infectious situation that we're dealing with. What has happened, the governor issued that order, and as of 5 o'clock today, it will begin to be enforced. And all non-essential businesses, they're asking to stay home and not function. And you can go to the governor's website as well as our site and see the various businesses that they have its reference to. Business is complicated. It's not so specific as to what's there, but you still be able to get food, to get the things that's essential to life. Certain things is going to be open. The city of Alexandria is definitely essential. So we have different departments that may not be operational fully, but we will be operational for the city of Alexandria. So therefore, we have to take drastic actions. And the next 4 days, as the governor pointed out on yesterday, are critical for us. So we have to take drastic action to step up our separation, our social distancing efforts. We've got to be more successful at it. Therefore, he asks that we go to a model of staying at home and not coming out and being infected or getting others infected, because it's possible for us to have the virus and not even have the symptoms and know it and still can carry it. So we'll have to do that to minimize that number, because the more we're infected, the more strain we put on our medical healthcare people. And right now, they are strained to the maximum to try to keep those individuals and the resources in the hospitals there and working and taking care of those that's already sick, as opposed to a growing number of folk coming in from this infection. So we got to stop that, or we're going to overcapacitate our ability to deliver healthcare to people adequately. So we have to do something on our own, and that's what he's asking us to do. Only essential businesses shall be operating. But the city of Alexandria, you already know that the transit system was working and is still going to be working, as far as we know right now, until further notice. The utility systems are still operational, and they will continue to be operational until further notice. What you do know is that we are not opening the lobby at the utility office, and you can handle the business via the drive-up lanes to help you move and pay your bill or do whatever business you need to handle with the utility office itself. If you need to drop a payment off, you certainly can drop it off in our drop box. Certainly no cash, but our drop box is at the entrance door at the utility office downtown. So that's definitely going to be opening. We will not be administering disconnects at this particular time, because of the hardship and the situation that we're in right now. So we are not doing any disconnects for non-pay as it relates to your bill and what have you until further notice. And we will notify you when we will begin that process again. Now, as far as parks and recreation, that's been shut down. We're not encouraging people to go out and gather. If you notice, the governor's orders have gone from a 50 people maximum to a 10 person maximum. And certainly that's going to minimize the need to go out and participate. We need to be very careful because we have to be cognizant and respectful of the fact that the more we're together, the more possibility it can be passed on. And we have got to change that number and minimize that number as soon as possible, which is why the governor has put this stay-at-home order into motion at this particular time. And again, we are supporting him on this. We are in contact with our local leaders as relate to police jury, other municipalities like the city of Pineville and other municipalities, as well as the DA and the sheriff's office. And we are working in concert to stay in step and let everybody know what's going on. All of the convention center, places of entertainment at the community centers on the Alexandria responsible side has been closed. It's not open to serve anybody at this particular time. So that's pretty much it. And I just want to end that part of what you'll let me share with is that, first of all, we're going to have to get really, really serious and really embed ourselves into what the governor is asking us to do. We're going to have to be focused. We're going to have to be determined. And we're going to be asking for all of your cooperation. And we know we can do this. We can get our way through this thing, but it's going to take some effort of everybody being involved. The sooner we can begin our recovery, the better it's going to be for everybody. So I leave you with that. And if you should have any questions about anything, I do want you to know you can always call on us, and we'll be glad to share whatever information we have. Thank you.
You know, a few years ago, I had the privilege to go out to the old folk home, then my hometown. And I decided that day that I'd take my Bible with me because I realized that many people out there that have been left alone for a long time would have loved to hear the word of God. And that morning I stood there by the bedside of this mother. And I said, "Mother, how long have you been out here?" And this mother told me, said, "Sister C's, I've been out here a long time." I said, "How many children do you have? Where are your sons? Where are your daughters?" And that mother told me that day, "My children put me in this place a long time ago. They haven't been back to see about me." And you know, just thinking about that, I'm reminded today of a little story that I heard a lady tell me. And I heard this story. She said that there was a mother that had two sons. One of the sons was interested in himself. That son loved his mama so much. He said, "Mama, one day I'm going to grow up. I'm going to college. I want to be somebody. I want to take care of you like you've been taking care of me." But that other brother was not conscientious about himself. He was no good. Stayed in trouble all the time. That mama had to always go to court getting that son out of trouble. I'm gonna be a good son for you. I'm told tonight both boys grew up. One went to college. That no good son left home. Oh Lord. That mama worked her fingers to the bones. Sent that son to school. She got on her knees and scrubbed floors. She climbed ladders and washed windows. Working a finger to the bone. I want my son to be somebody. After about 8 long years, that son came home. He said, "Mama, I'm a doctor now. I've got MD behind my name. I want you to meet my wife. I met her while I was in college. She's a school teacher. Yeah, I'm told tonight. We want you to come and live with us. Help us to take care of our children." As the years went on by and their children grew up, I'm told tonight, even though they were at school age, that school teacher went to her husband and said, "Honey, your mama's in the way now. I think you ought to get rid of her. We can get somebody else to do this job. There are other young girls in college. They can work their way through school on this very job. Your mama uses bad English. She uses this and that and ain't and it. I'm trying to teach my children to use good language. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah." That son went to his mama. Said, "Mama. Yeah. wife, and she seems to feel now that you're getting in the way around the house. We don't have anything else left to do. You're using bad English. We don't want this to rub off on our children. I'm going to take you to an old folk home. Begin to cry. She looked at her hands. They were all worn and wrinkled. She had wiped her fingers for that sun. Oh, yes, she had. She began to pack her clothes up. While packing those clothes, the devil came and whispered in her ear. Say, you see that old lady? It hasn't been worth it. Look at all you've done for this boy. He's getting ready to throw you out. That mama packed her clothes, tears streaming down. Good God Almighty. That son came back to a choir and tried to make things sound good. He said, Mama, in your room out there, I'm going to have your color television. You're going to have nurses around the clock. Look at him trying to make it sound good. You're going to have everything that you want. That mama just kept on packing. She just kept on crying. Son knocked on a door. So, Mama, I'm ready to take you now. Then Mama walked out of the house, got in that long limousine. They started down the road, going to that old folk home. Glory be to God. I'm told tonight, while she was riding, she just kept on crying. That son tried to fix it up. He said, Mama, don't cry. Everything is gonna be all right. Glory be to God. I'm gonna come and visit you every day. I'm gonna bring the children by every now and then. But then Mama just kept on crying. Lord. And by the time they got almost there, that Mama looked up the road and saw an old ragged car coming. Greeted one another with a kiss. That old no good son said, Mama, I was on my way to see you. How have you been doing? Yeah. Let me tell you what happened. That son pulled his brother over and said, Brother, where are you taking my mama? I want to know where you're going with my mama. That doctor told his brother, said, Brother, let me explain it to you. Mama's old fogey, and she's old timey. She gets in the way around the house. She uses bad English. Glory to God. I'm successful now. Look at me. I'm wearing good suits. Yeah. And I'm in the big society clothes. Lord Jesus. I'm taking Mama to the old folk home. Yeah. That, listen, that old no good son looked over at his mama. Said, Mama. My car's no good. The tires are all worn out. But come on and go home and feel. Mama, look at me. I've been a failure all of my life. I gave you a lot of trouble. Yeah. I don't need a better fine place. I don't have a two rooms. And the rent is good. stranger, don't drive me away. Oh, yeah.
For something new, introducing Uncle Ugg.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I gotta work.
Uncle Ugg with his brand new EP, I Gotta Work.
I gotta work.
Uncle Ugg, party with me.
We gonna party tonight.
You can leave. Took everything. For promo and bookings, 318-322-0683. Also 318-581-0560 or UncleUggBooking@gmail.com. Uncle Ugg, the brand new EP, I Gotta Work. Uncle Ugg.
Excuse me, miss. Who does your hair?
Transformations.
Transformations? Yes. Is Transformations your stylist's name?
Transformations Hair Studio is the name of the salon. Tanya is the transformer. Transformations offers an array of services from customized hair coloring, waxing, eyelash extensions, bondless, braidless, sew-ins, traditional install with or without closure or frontal, and she supplies the hair. Silk presses that last up to 2 months. Braiding, scalp only, wig install, quick weaves, relaxers.
Relaxers?
Baby, natural isn't for everyone. Thank God for choices. She also does curls.
Curls?
Yes, ma'am. They still exist. I even enjoy Wi-Fi while I'm waiting.
I think I'll give her a try. What's her number?
Transformations Hair Studio, located at 826 Main Street in Pineville, 318-449-3655.
Transformation Hair Studios is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Hi, this is Greg Phillips inviting you to join me weekday nights, Tuesday through Friday. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on KAYT. It's the Junkyard Party. Don't miss it. Your favorite blues, Zydeco, adult R&B, old school, and so much more. The Junkyard Party. It's only here on KAYT.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Let's go. Whatever you need, I'll give me the one you seek in your time of need. Trust, no lies, no pretending, no fakes, empty promises and no cliches. But I'm here for you day by day. If the situation changed, I would not stay. Right until the wheels fall off, no matter what it costs. Understand that
you got a friend in me. Oh, you got a friend in me.
Still talking about Anointed King Cuts at 5811 Masonic Drive, Suite C and D, near the Circle K store at the corner of Horseshoe Drive. Carmen King is the master barber, and he's doing up hairstyles like nobody's business. Miss Cotton Candy will have you ladies looking like you just stepped out of a magazine. You'll be able to relax in the comfortable waiting area, enjoying a Christian atmosphere. Both appointments and walk-ins are welcome. 318-730-4507. Anointed King Cuts. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. They're giving back to the community in a big way. Anointed King Cuts. You'll be able to come in normal and leave looking and feeling like a king. Anointed King Cuts is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJO, FM.
Hello, I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And we're inviting you to join us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT, KQJO, every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything.
The Greater Faith Church of Monroe and Lot's Music Box regret the cancellation of the Roy and the Revelation concert. The concert, originally scheduled for Friday, April 3rd, is being canceled due to government regulation of social distancing. Thank you for your cooperation and keep listening for updates. KAYT KQJOFM. Don't talk now. Praising Him.
Don't matter how you feel. Don't matter how you try. I done made up my mind that I'm gonna go this way. Don't matter what you say. Don't matter how you feel. Don't matter how you the ins and outs. I don't know how we got so turned around. Even though it may look attractive, it don't mean you ain't going backwards. You can go, but I'm gonna stand my ground. Oh,
ever go away?
Will it ever go away?
Or is it here to stay?
Is it here to stay?
Will it always be this way? The song says, I'm so confused. Don't know what you're gonna do. My testimony says suicide. We came to tell you, don't trust the voice
in your head
telling you that it's done. The good news is, as long as he's on the throne, you
have just begun. It's not over.
Just have to have the faith and know.
Oh, it's not over.
Come on. Verse 2 says, you've been blaming the world,
the world
for everything that's happened
to you.
Somewhere along the way, you've become bitter.
Of everything that you are.
We came to encourage you, don't trust the voice in your head saying that you're done. The good news is, y'all, you have just begun.
God says it's over.
Say, it's not the end. You are not finished.
Not finished.
There may be some mountains standing in your way.
In your way.
bless others. It makes the world a better place. So I reached out to some of my friends that I know have blessed the world to encourage you to find a way.
Bless somebody else.
Bless somebody else.
I know, I know, I know. God has been faithful every day.
Every day.
Yes.
And I believe, I believe, I believe
God's hand is on my life.
His hand.
Blessed with so much,
so much.
How can I keep it, all I keep to, it myself? To myself?
Westmore.
Lord, I promise
Alexandria Citywide Area Interdenominational Revival Crusade is being canceled because of the governor's order to stay at home. Again, the Citywide Area Interdenominational Revival Crusade schedule for April 7th through the 9th has been canceled. Thank you for your support and stay tuned to this station for more details.
K-
Kelly Sitting Services is a personal care attendant agency. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for the past 25 years. We are locally owned and locally operated. We would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion through our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you. Kelly is an equal opportunity employer. You can reach us by calling 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. Or you can visit us at our website located at kellyservicehouston.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Purify our hearts, Lord. Purify our hearts, Lord. Sanctify. Sanctify my heart, Lord. Oh, Lord, we need you. We need to see you. Oh, Father, tonight we're desperate for you. Now let your glory. need you to do it. Here's why. We need to see a sign. We need to see a wonder. Somebody ask him. We need to see a
Don't you worry.
Don't you worry.
Don't you worry.
Don't you worry.
wonder in my
soul.
I feel
it now,
ladies and gentlemen.